USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump declared Friday's House committee vote to impeach him an embarrassment to our country and refused to back away from the charge that first caught him in the scandal. With a vote by the full House expected next week, Trump declared in the Oval Office that Democrats had, quote, made absolute fools of themselves by moving ahead with impeachment. Trump stands poised to be the third president in history to be impeached, but it is all that certain he will not be removed from office by the Republican-controlled Senate. A law that will allow New Yorkers to get driver's license without having to prove they are in the country legally weathered a second court challenge days before its enactment. A federal district judge ruled against Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola, saying he lacked the legal capacity to bring the lawsuit. A federal judge in western New York ruled against a county clerk in Buffalo on similar grounds last month. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A man accused of killing three people and injuring nine others at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado in 2015 appeared in court in Denver on new charges and insisted he is competent to stand trial. Federal prosecutors have asked the judge to order a new mental evaluation for Robert Deere, who was previously ruled to be incompetent in state court. Justice has been delayed, and it's been continuously delayed for years, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Pygeen Ryan. The U.S. magistrate judge gave Deere's attorneys until December 20th to respond to the request. If you're looking for a Christmas tree, you might not want to wait till the last minute this year. Christmas tree supplies are tight again across the United States, depending on the location and seller. The industry is still bouncing back from the Great Recession and trying to win people back from a shift toward artificial trees. Industry officials say not to worry. Anyone who wants a tree should be able to find one, and you may have to pay a little more. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Just in time for the holidays, Popular Science is out with the 2019 Best of What's New award winners. John Clements reports.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better, like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science.
Even when you cut it, it bleeds because the company has been able to replicate a version of the same molecule that gives red meat its color.
I'm John Clemens.
House Democrats hailing from conservative swing districts are all lining up to vote in favor of two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump next week, except for one congressman from New Jersey. An NBC News survey of more than 40 vulnerable House Democrats found only Representative Jeff Van Drew, who represents the southern tip of the state, planning to vote against the articles of impeachment. The other was Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, who represents a rural district that Trump won by 30 points in 2016. A spokesperson for Peterson said that he's undecided on how he'll vote and may vote against the articles on the House floor. The vote is likely on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.